Relationship filter, 12. What's the relationship between these three coins? That's one question you can ask, and there's going to be a picture of the coins. We have a picture of the coins on a sheet that we're giving you. Oh, it's on 310. You can take a look at the page 310. Everybody flip to page 310 just for a moment, and then we're going to go back to 37. But notice there it has three coins. It says discovering the direction filter using three quarters. This question is actually a great question because you can pretty accurately determine somebody's job longevity by asking this one question. Not bad, huh? Yeah. So what you do is you have one quarter facing up and the other two quarters facing a different direction. Right? And you lay them all out there and you have the person look at it and you just say, what's the relationship between these three coins? Now, some people will sort for sameness and some people will sort for differences. The person who looks at them and they start telling you about how they're the same, they go, well, they're all pretty much the same. They're all three quarters. They're all sitting there on the table. And they're all the same distance from one another. And so they'll start sorting for sameness. If you hear all sameness, that sameness person will tend to stay on a job for a long time, up to 25 years or more. Or all up 25 years to all their life, that sameness person. They're a sameness person, right? The person who is sameness with exception will say, well, they're all the same. They're about the same distance apart from each other. And one of them's facing up. So they describe mostly sameness, and then they'll mention one of the differences. Sameness with differences equally, they say, well, one of them's facing, they'll say, they're all three the same, they're quarters, one of them's facing up, they're equal distance from each other, and then the other two are facing the other direction. So they've just described sameness and difference equally. Differences with exception, they'd say, well, one of them's facing up, the other two are facing the other way. Well, the sameness with differences equally. It's just an equal description of the differences and the similarities. Oh, sameness with exception?
Right.
Will stay there probably up. They could. A sameness with exception could stay in a job up to 7 years. But you'd want to keep some differences in there, like move their office from time to time or keep enough difference and enough variety in it to keep them on. So you'd want to keep some variety in there. No, I'm saying that. Yeah. So you'd want to keep a little bit of variety in their job so they could find the exceptions. The sameness with differences equally, you'd want to have enough variety plus difference in order to keep that person interested. So, for example, when I was growing up, I was differences with exception. But I stayed in a job for 7 years. But the only reason I stayed in that job for 7 years was because every 6 months I moved or traveled or changed locations within the job. And that was vital in order to keep me on. If I had been any longer than that, I would have been out of there because I sorted for differences. I looked for differences. And they kept me moving enough to keep those differences there. A sameness person, if you were moving them all the time, yeah, there'd be too much change for them. They'd say, forget this. Yeah. 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 Sameness person wouldn't last in that. There'd be too much, especially if there's a lot of instability. The sameness person would be, God, this is too much. This is too much. I need, you know, the sameness person wants everything to be the same. They don't want a lot of change. Like if you create a lot of change within the organization, that's going to drive the sameness person crazy. Yeah. They've got to just have enough variety. They need to have enough sameness and enough variety to keep them satisfied. So they'll need both. This is the person that needs certainty and uncertainty. Sameness and differences equally. Differences with exception is going to be the person that needs a lot of variety. And then sometimes sameness. Now, this is the person, this is how I was, where I needed that difference in order to keep me going, But I needed a little bit of sameness as well. And that was perfect in that job because they would move me every 6 months, but it was the same. I was primarily working for the same company. There were enough similarities to keep me interested. Differences with exception person will tend to shift jobs more often. The differences with the exception person, you could, if you kept enough exception in there, you could probably keep a differences with exception person maybe 3 years. The only reason why I stayed on 7 years in that job was because I had so much exception. It was every 6 months. It was a total change. Yes. 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 Yeah. And then differences, they're, I mean, if you keep a differences person there 6 months to a year, you're doing pretty good. I mean, that's in a job, and you've got to have a lot of variety to keep them. If you want to keep them beyond that, there's got to be a lot of differences. And it was interesting because I was doing hiring consulting for one company, and we hired somebody that was more differences than I'd ever seen. We did the three coins. We said, what's the relationship between these three coins? And she looked at them and she said, they're all different. I said, well, how so? Well, one's pointing up. The other two are pointing this way. This one's this. This one's this. And I didn't even think you could find that many differences in those three coins. And we're like, wow. She just talked on and on for maybe a good 5 minutes about the differences, how different the coins were. And we were like, okay. And then they said, well, huh. If we bring her on, it's likely that she won't stay that long. And they made that prediction also based upon some other things that were going on. It's likely she won't stay that long, but they wanted to bring her on anyway because they could use it for the time being. They said, okay, well, this is going to be a short-term person. And she pretty much laid that out right from the beginning. And right from the day in the door, it was accurate. She was thinking of all the other options that she had and looking for everything else she could do, and she was gone within 6 months. What's the relationship between these three coins?
That's all you
ask. Yeah.
And if a differences person will bring out
they'll find all the differences. Yeah. The other way to do it is, and no sameness. Yeah, if they're pure difference, they'll only notice the differences. Another way to do it is with three boxes. Like if you just like the coins, you turn one box on its side, just make it the same size, and then turn the other two boxes up. That would be another way to do it, a visual way. Now, by the way, if you know that, what you can do is you can adapt to the filtration system. They say that pre-selection beats training every time, but you can adapt to the filtration system, and you just know, okay, well, hey, I've got to keep a lot of variety in this job for this person if we want to keep this person. So, what would you need to do to? I mean, like if you were in a relationship, let me give you an example. Here's a great example. I knew this girl. No. I knew this girl that I used to work with before I got into NLP, and I didn't pick up the patterns until after I was in NLP. But she would jump from relationship to relationship to relationship, and I thought, geez, she's kind of fickle, was my first thought. You know, just kind of that was my first thought. And then I noticed that she jumped from job to job to job as well. So like every 6 months, she's like, hey, now this is what I'm doing. Hey, this is what I'm doing. And hey, this is guy, and she'd tell you, she'd come to me and she'd go, I'm so in love with this guy. He's the one. Then 6 months later, yeah, I was never really in love with him anyway. You know, I didn't, I'm like, where'd that come from? It was like a complete turnabout. And then I find she's in this new job, and she's in this new job. And I was like, interesting. And then I got that she was a differences person. And then I thought, huh. There were times where I thought, maybe she'd be a good person to work with in our organization. And I thought, not really. If you keep enough variety, like if I could keep enough variety for that type of person, I go, okay, well, maybe they would be good inside. Although you'd need to keep enough variety for them to keep them doing something different, which is possible. Values, even if somebody, like let's take somebody who was differences, just differences, and they valued career success more than anything. Even though they were a differences person, they might be willing to do whatever it took in order to get their career success, because that was their value. So even though they hated being there, they say, I'm staying in this. You know, I was differences exceptions with exceptions early on, but I was so committed to doing whatever it took to get where I wanted to get in my life in terms of the career, in terms of moving things forward, that I was willing to do things that that didn't meet these types of things. Like, I'd go into a company and I'd learn as everything that I possibly could, and I'd play any role because I was willing to do whatever it took. And so I'd go in there and I'd play whatever role it took, and I'd stay as, you know, when I went to Dale Carnegie training, I stayed there for a year. And I mean, it was tough for me to stay there for a year because I wasn't doing what I wanted to do, and but I was learning what I needed to learn to get where I wanted to go. So I think values can override everything. I wouldn't even go so far as to say it's a bizarre set of values. I said it's values. It's like flavors of ice cream. I would clarify and say it's clearly not my value system, and it's a flavor of ice cream. You know, to each you let. Yeah, and I don't know if it's that effective. Here's where I say that it's not effective generally, just from research and from things like that. If their goal is to have a committed relationship, which is not, it wouldn't be very effective, right? So if they want to have a committed, close relationship like that, it wouldn't be effective. In fact, it's not even effective to have energetic leaks and things like that inside the relationship, because it takes away and it draws away from that if that was the goal. So the question becomes, what's the goal? What's the goal? And the goal is determined by the values. I think values are the providers for all upfront motivation. So these are important because they're going to determine how somebody sorts, and they're not going to be aware of these things. However, somebody could override one of these for a while because of a value, you know? Oh, if you have values issues internally? I think your values issues internally, because it's unconscious, unresolved stuff, that will by necessity project out onto the world until you gain resolution of it. And that's what Jung would say. Jung would say that by necessity, your unconscious, unresolved stuff must project out onto the external world so it can reflect back at you for the purpose of gaining resolution. Yeah, it's not a lost cause of your differences. Don't think that. Instead, it's, hey, we're going to keep some variety in here and keep some difference inside here. Move the furniture. Did you move the furniture again? Okay, number 13, page 38.